Oh boy, let's get it in. Let's stick it in. Let's get it. Welcome, everyone, to the Hecate's Doorway podcast.
Welcome back. Hopefully y'all been good and enjoyed our last episode.
Yeah. If I decided to make this every other week, I hope you're okay with that. If not, last episode was last week. I don't know yet.
We'll figure it out, because we are the only two running this shit at the moment.
Yeah, if you couldn't tell, this is not professional.
We do have cats, though.
We do have cats. Yeah. Not that you can tell.
Yeah, he just wants to give me affection already, damn it.
Yeah, we're okay. Totally not recording this the same day we recorded the last one, so I have no idea how that's going to go.
Okay, you know why?
Why? Why are you lighting a match in here? There's nothing to put it on.
Fire!
Ha! You have been extinguished, bitch.
That was great, though.
Yeah, put it on my wood desk.
It's okay. It's out. It's not going to catch fire. It's not that flammable. These things are made, so they're not that flammable.
Yeah, that's true.
They probably have a layer of plastic or some shit on them.
Very true. Okay, so today we are doing... Cliss, clap, and fuck up my audio.
Fuck you. I can give him a middle finger, right?
We are doing our first Alien episode.
Aliens.
Ooh.
You need to put that sound effect in there.
Yeah. Just X-Files intro.
I guess. So...
It's going to be a short one for a couple of reasons. One, I honestly just didn't have the time to do a very big one, because there are some that have a lot of moving parts. But two, one thing I don't really want to do when we talk about aliens is go heavy on conspiracy, because it gets to a point where it's like, what are we... I remember I was listening to, I think it was like the Moon Base episode of last podcast. Mm-hmm. An entire episode was talking about how in, like, either in, like, the secret Moon Base or whatever, there's reptoids and tall whites, and that they came down to Earth to give the U.S. Wi-Fi in exchange. It's like this whole fanfic about things that have zero proof that exist. I don't want to go into that, because it's like, I kind of want to just touch on, like, the things that have happened.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to do one that has, like, all that crazy alien fan fiction. And I wanted to do one that wasn't a super well-known one.
Do it too.
So it's going to be a little short, a little devoid of... I mean, all alien ones are devoid of hard facts.
True.
But this one's pretty interesting.
Just hearsay, she say.
Pretty much. This one stuck with me for a while when I saw it. I wanted to talk about it for a while. I just never got around to it, so...
Okay.
Today's the day. We are going to talk about the Kelly Hopkinsville encounter.
Woo! And also... Hooray! We all survived another apocalyptic event!
Oh god, yeah, that's Woo! Right. I keep forgetting what that one's supposed to be, but it was like September 20-something.
I thought it was the 23rd.
Let me look it up real quick. Even though this has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now, it's fucking hilarious.
It was just funny. How many fucking doomsday premonitions of people foretold?
Right? Yeah, we've gone through so many fucking apocalypses.
Whether it be because it's a new year, some new virus, or some church said so.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we definitely went past it. Yeah. It was supposed to be September 15th through the 17th.
Oh, yeah.
whatever the fuck. Thessalians 4, 13 through 18. I'm not reading the verse because this is not... We're not affiliating with this at all. I'm not justifying it. All you need to know is called Feast of Trumpets, apparently.
Yeah.
It's been over a week.
This is all an illusion. And we're all suffering right now.
I mean, I've been suffering, so...
Yeah, same.
Alright, well, let's just get the fuck into this, then. The Kelly Hopkinsville encounter, a.k.a. the Hopkinsville Goblins case, or the Kelly Green Men, was a close encounter event taking place near the communities of Kelly and Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
Kelly Green Men?
Yeah.
Is that the Kelly Blue Book, but for aliens?
Well, there's actually a Project Blue Book... Which is about UFO sites.
Ah. So we can tell the history and see how much price we can buy it for, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can see how much this is alien worth.
Ooh,
man. Aliens. Kind
of like the ones in Mexico.
Okay. Oh, those little mummified ones?
With the, yep. Oh, fuck. They look so dumb.
I was ashamed
of them being from Mexico.
Oh, we'll get into that at some point. Why, for some reason, this is all just, like, exploding.
Fuck. Where's the government releasing documents and videos? Them acknowledging, and now Mexico.
The Peruvian mummies. Alien mummies.
Like, what's next? China's gonna release their documents too? I doubt it.
China's never gonna release any documents. Are you kidding me? The event is cited by many ufologists. I think that's how you say that.
I think so, yeah.
Or is it ufologists?
Oof.
Oof. Ufologists. The science of just depressing times.
Hey, look, ufologist out there. You can tell because he's depressed and drinking his third bottle of Kraken.
Oof. Pouring out for the homies.
The alien homies.
Cited by many ufologists as one of the most significant and well-documented cases in the history of UFO encounters. We'll get into that later. While many skeptics counter said claims were nothing more than the mistaking of natural phenomena like meteors and owls. The U.S. Air Force classified the encounter as a hoax in the Project Blue Book files. We will so apparently this is a very significant case according to ufologists.
Very significant indeed.
We'll find out just how significant it is. In 1855, 5 adults and 7 children entered the Hopkinsville police station on the night of August 21st. They claimed that small alien creatures that emerged from a spaceship outside their farmhouse had been attacking them, being kept at bay by gunfire for, quote, nearly 4 hours. Both Elmer Sutton and Billy Ray Taylor claimed they'd been shooting at a few dark figures who had been popping up in the doorway or peering at them through the windows. The first paper to report on the incident bumped that up to about 12 to 13.
Damn.
That's one thing to consider in this, is apparently the papers that reported on this are where most of the common information of this comes from, but most of that is fabricated.
Ah, that's as always newspapers.
I mean, this whole thing could be fabricated, because we're definitely not going to just sit here and say that alien encounters have happened.
Ooh, but what if they have?
I mean, I fully believe that there's life outside. It'd be stupid to assume that we're the only living beings in this entire universe.
Yeah.
It's just a jump to assume that they have come here for some reason.
Mm.
Just to fuck with us. We're just gonna sit up in your windows. Hey, you can't shoot us. Get us.
Is there anything like us? I went per person. They probably just here trolling us.
If they're anything like us, they'd be taking over the planet already.
I don't know. They're very mysterious. They'd probably just be laughing their asses off.
Look at these fucking idiots shooting at us.
Welcome back to season 2025 of Earth.
Oh, God. Yeah, the fucking South. The thing about that is I'm pretty sure that there's, like, some fucking anti-Semites who, like, believe that's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
This is why you can't trust other races. They're not human.
Yeah, I think that's how that works, Chief.
Yeah. Okay. You need to cut off on the QAnon, my guy.
Most of them are doing now, so it's fine.
Good. They should be.
Oh, you can try it. We'll see how that works.
Yeah.
After being told that a gunfire had been going on for 4 hours, allegedly, 4 city police and 5 state troopers, 3 deputy sheriffs, and 4 military goddamn officers. Jesus. That's a lot of men.
The full gambit. Get the military down here now!
Seriously.
I don't know why they needed that many and that high caliber, but they're just like, okay, yeah, let's send them down. Let's go.
Yeah. They drove down to Sutton's farmhouse. though all they found were bullet holes in the walls and windows of the house. The following day, neighbors of the farmhouse told authorities the family had picked up and left after claiming the attackers came back around 3 a.m.
I'll say one, there is, from everything that I've seen about this, the one thing that a lot of people do point to making that this is more than just like a weird hoax or something is just how terrified the entire family was.
Yeah.
They were like legitimately scared of something. And from everything that people who like everything that people have known them said is it was very unlike them to act like this.
So it wasn't cocaine.
No, actually from I tried to like there's not a ton to find on this, but from what I could find, they were a very religious family to the point where they didn't even really have alcohol in the house, which is something that's going to come up a little later. So it seems like something did truly terrify them. At least it seems. I don't think that there's like some kind of mob shit going on where they're just like making some excuse to ditch town.
Ditch, yeah, quick. Quick, we're being hunted by the mob. Make up a story. Okay, Dad.
Aliens.
From the many reports of the incidents, we have somewhat of an idea of what these extraterrestrial attackers may have looked like. The description of Little Green Men, LGM, so a lot of people refer to that nowadays. It's funny.
I refer to them as Bing Bongs.
Oh, Bong Beans. Was added much later to the reports. Most early reports and descriptions given on the night of the attack pin their complexion as more of a dark color like black or gray. They were anywhere from 2 to 4 feet tall and have been said to have had features such as pointed ears, claw-like hands, and eyes which glowed bright yellow or red.
Fun fact, do you remember the Pokemon Sableye?
Yeah.
Apparently he was modeled after the after those.
Nice.
So just imagine Sableye, but instead of purple, gray, and instead of the diamond eyes, he's got, like, red eyes.
Those kind of remind me a bit of the grunts on the Halo universe.
Kind of, yeah. Maybe that's what they were. Psychologist Rodney Schmaltz, and Scott Lillenfeld, very official-sounding names.
Lillenfeld, yes, very.
Use the incident as an example of pseudoscience and a, quote, extraordinary claim as a critical thinking exercise for their students. And though officials have agreed no heavy alcohol use had been done during the night of the incident, both Schmaltz and Lillenfeld agree alcohol played a part in it. Though, like I said, I don't know exactly why they think that other than they're just assuming they must have been drunk. But from what I've found, the family did not have alcohol in their home, so...
Yeah, it was probably just assuming a bunch of hot people in the farm, a bunch of hillbillies and whatnot.
That seems to be the running thing, which, I mean, I get why you would think that. Skeptic Joe Nickel believes the family may have confused their aliens with eagle owls or great horned owls. Much like Mothman, apparently. It's always owls. Both are large, nocturnal, have eyes which glow yellow at night, and aggressively defend their nests. There had also been meteor sightings at the time, which could explain the claims from Billy Ray Taylor of seeing a bright light streak across the sky over the house and disappear in the trees beyond the house. I get them maybe being spooked by the meteor.
Yeah.
Because like when we saw those weird... fucking what are they? Are they Amazon satellites?
And what was it?
Or is it fucking
Starlight class or something like that?
Is that Elon Musk's bullshit?
They need to provide internet for parts of the world that don't have it. But yeah,
I saw those outside a couple nights ago, and I swear if I did not know what those were, I would be like, holy fuck, that's a UFO. So like I can kind of get like seeing like a big crazy light go across me like holy shit.
Yeah.
What I don't get is them confusing owls as the aliens, especially if they live out in the woods.
Oh yeah.
You would probably have seen an owl before.
You get familiarized.
And owls aren't going to attack your home.
Nah, they weren't going. Plus the ones they started shooting. Owls would have run off.
Yeah, they'd have gotten the fuck out of there. Yeah. Like, I don't imagine these people would be this fucking terrified by a couple of owls.
True.
Like, I mean, you can always say that hysteria, being scared of one thing, just leads to you being even more scared of other things, but it seems a little far-fetched.
Ufologist Jerome Clark...
Oofologists.
Ufologist Jerome Clark had visited the farmhouse and described an odd luminescence patch along the fence where one of the beings had been shot. And in the woods beyond, a green light whose source could not be determined... skeptics have pointed out that this was more than likely a foxfire. Clark also claimed that the investigation done by authorities found no evidence of a hoax.
For anyone who doesn't know, apparently foxfire is like a green... I don't know if it's actually... It's probably not fire, but it's like a light that comes off of certain like decaying plants. Mm-hmm. Mixed with like the gases in the air. I mean, which would be crazy. Like if I saw that in the woods, I'd be like, holy fuck, what is this?
Yeah.
And, saying they didn't find evidence that it was not a hoax is, like, I mean, it's kind of like proving a negative, I feel like.
Yeah, babe.
You know, like, you can't prove that it was not a hoax, but whatever. Okay.
Other ufologists have compared the creatures to gremlins, which is where the Hopkinsville's gremlins name comes from. The number of eyewitnesses to the encounter has also been used by many to add credibility to the claim.
Yeah, they all fucking left, though.
That's a lot of people.
We have to do something on gremlins. I didn't realize that gremlins were, like, an actual cryptid. They're not just for the movie. Mm-hmm. But apparently they were, like, a 20th century cryptid, which was always blamed on, like, plane crashes and stuff. Which makes a lot of sense about that fucking Twilight Zone episode now.
Yeah.
That one scared the fuck out of me when I was a kid. When I saw that... The fucking gremlin ripping the wing apart. I was like, what the fuck? This is scary. I don't like this. Give me nightmares.
Yeah, but I think the gremlins are a bit older, though, because in Mexico we have those same... They're not gremlins.
Duende?
Duendes. Gnomes, basically.
Well, I think those are more considered gnomes than they are gremlins. I think.
True.
Yeah, the gremlin is a mischievous folklore creature invented at the beginning of the 20th century to originally explain malfunctions in aircraft... and later in other machinery processes and their operations. Yeah, they originally came from, I guess, America.
That's cool, though.
Not connected to goblins. Or not goblins, gnomes.
Gnomes.
But that's where that ends. Not a long one, not a crazy one. It was just a slightly interesting one. One I thought would be kind of fun to kind of kick off our first alien episode. I think this is our first one. I don't think we talked
about this before, right? Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
Unless you count the Flatwoods Monster. But...
Yeah, it's iffy, but I don't think we talked about that one a whole lot, though.
No, it was in a compilation episode.
Yeah. That's it for today.
That is it. Thank you all for listening, sticking with us.
Thank you.
Check out our shit. I don't really do a lot on it.
Nah.
You know.
Text us, email us. Send us a postcard.
Yeah, hit up our email. Email's probably the best one if you ever want to say anything to us, because I don't go on X very often anymore. Oof. The cringiest fucking name for a soldier. I'm going to call it X. All right, why? Elon, what are you, fucking 13?
Oof.
So what do we call tweets now? Are they just X's?
I think so.
X, I made an X.
I don't know. Fucking messages.
Stupid, bro. You
evacuated messages.
Whatever, yeah. Email us hackadoodledoypod@gmail.com if you want to say anything or suggest anything.
Yeah.
Insult us. Hit up our Patreon. Help us push this forward, because...
Spread the cause.
Join the cult. We will not make you drink Flavor-Aid.
No, we won't. And we won't try to bang each other. Don't do that shit.
No, this is, you can fuck, you guys can fuck amongst each other if you want, but,
Maybe we won't. Well, maybe not, if you're single. That's a different story, though.
Stop flirting with listeners.
I can't help it.
We don't need another canceled deathcore vocalist over here, all right?
Hey, I'm not saying anything like he did, okay? Good. Or like any of those other guys.
God, I love how, like, every month it's like, this deathcore vocalist has been kicked out of his band. What is with deathcore vocalists just being shitty people?
I think it's because the whole Discord vibe thing they have, and people assume that they're some kind of person.
I guess.
Yeah,
no. I saw a bunch of comments because the vocalist of Crocodile on Shore was CJ McCreary.
Yeah.
A lot of people were like, man, dudes being named CJ and being deathcore vocalists don't seem like a good mix. Say goodbye to the people, Crowley.
Bye, Crowley.
All right.
Crowley says goodbye.
So hail Satan, everyone.
Let's be and have a spooky Halloween and spooky seasons.